Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
Last year's champion for Playdio. Next week, we got her going.
Actually, got a bunch of requests, so I'm going to be putting on podcast all of the themes. So, Bear Ghost.
All of our theme songs?
Yeah. Bear Ghost, Silence the Voice.
Goth Brooks. There's another one in there. There's a heavier
Good Boy
one.
Daisy? No, they did
no.
the...
Arg! They did a great song,
yeah.
Too. Kind of a heavy...
Yep.
Ah, shoot. All right. Well,
I'll get the list together.
I'd like to hear those. And then that one girl band that did the soulful one. Remember them? See how good this is for your career? Even we played it every day. We're the only ones who actually did hear it every day, and we can't remember it. What are you going to do? Sorry about that. I love what's going on here in the building. You know, talking about the Governor Ducey thing yesterday and how he's basically said, I got an email from a guy named Todd who emails me every once in a while, and he's like, yeah, take a vaccine. It's 95% effective for an illness that's 99% survivable. And he's right, and it's an interesting way to look at it. But like Brady said, if they said, hey, here's a vaccine, you won't get the cold this year.
Or ever.
Or ever. Would you take it? And it won't. The cold won't kill you. I would take it in a second. Yeah. Like, wait a minute. This eliminates the cold from my life? Yes, I'll take it. And plus, you know, and Todd wasn't doing this to be a jerk, but it's basically he was saying, what's the message here? And it's to keep people out of hospitals. That's the doctors are like, we can't keep up with the demand of trying to treat the people that have this. Whether you survive or not, it's not the question. You're clogging it up. And when my friend had his stroke and had to wait 4.5 extra hours because no one there could treat him because it was the height of the pandemic. And then, you know, life-altering time was ticking by for him while they were trying to figure out where to put him. And it was just because there were so many people in there. Whether they survive it or not didn't matter. So it was that.
You still want to roll that dice.
Yeah.
With you have no idea how your body will react.
Yeah. I mean,
it's actually not 99%. That takes into account the entire population.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who knows?
If you get it's 97 still, but.
Give me a vaccine that says I don't get it. I don't have to worry about percentages of life.
Yeah.
I get into a car every day.
Right.
There you go. I just had a bag of peanut M&Ms. It's not exactly great for my heart, which is still killing people much more than this.
And that's the 17th bag you've had this week?
I have a lot of peanut M&Ms. That's usually my food till dinner. Or lunch. Occasionally lunch, too. Brent's mic's on fire. So I'm not exactly sure why we haven't had the shutdown over fatty foods and butter, but we don't mind.
Because we don't live in New York,
yeah, because we don't mind the 600,000 dead people a year from heart disease. A year.
I had a relatively mild case of it.
Heart disease?
No.
No.
Of the COVID.
No, okay.
And
you scared me for a second. Probably did too.
I have no desire getting it again.
Right. You'd take it, right? Yeah. So it's, yeah. And then Todd said, I'm with you, man. I just, an interesting perspective. He said, the last time my wife and I left the house was for your Super Bowl party. That's mind blowing because that was, you know, February, first week of February up at Copper. Where were we? At the Copper Blue, CB Live.
Yeah, CB Live.
Up in Scottsdale. That's too long. You guys need to get out. Everybody else is doing it. Nobody else seems to care. Don't worry about it, Todd. Get out of the house. The best thing that's happening is our Queen Bee, Jenny Morris, is flying in today.
Oh, I thought that Beyonce was
Beyonce.
Making an appearance.
She is our Beyonce. All right. How dare you, Brett? She's our Beyonce. A wonderful lady and runs the entire shindig over here. She's got the whole kit and caboodle is under her watch. And she's coming in today. And yesterday, Tripp wrote out a letter. You know, Jenny will be here tomorrow hanging out outside because she's an outsider. She can't come in the building, although she's stealing my my personal bathroom office for the couple of days that she's here. So I have to use the dregs of society bathroom. So I'll just clamp up or go in a bush outside.
Time for best ofs.
Before I ever go in there after Neanderthal. It might be a best of day after. If I have to pee hard enough, we're going to best of for about an hour so I can drive home and go.
Don't you co-opt Tripp's bathroom?
No. God, no. That's wrong. How dare you? Has he ever been bourgeoisie? Don't you understand? That's
well, you that were man's sharing bathroom. With Dom. You were sharing with Dom there
I
for a while.
I gave inadvertently.
No, here. Dom was lucky enough to have access to my bathroom because I gave him permission because he brought me a bunch of Diet
there
Dr.
was a price.
Pepper. However, that well dried up, and if I see Dom in there... Oh, I broke his leg anyway. I mean, we got him back. But anyway, the letter comes, and it's like, Jenny will be here. It would behoove most, if not all of you, to say hi to her. She's a wonderful lady, and getting to know her is always good. Highly recommend a few minutes with Jenny. She'll be here tomorrow. Then an email later that said, don't touch Jenny. Get away from her. She's scary, and she's loaded with disease. She just got off a commercial flight. Don't go near Jenny when she's here. Say hello from a distance. So I want Jenny to do an Evita situation. I want her... Because this would make the low-end people at the building so miserable. Everyone, I want Tripp to make the announcement.
All right, everyone, hourly wage employees, please stand underneath the balcony. Jenny will address you accordingly, as you are the low-end Irish of our building. Thank you.
We'll take questions.
Yeah.
Please, sir, ma'am, is there anything you can do about a 14% pay cut?
I think she's going to say something.
Don't cry for me, Hubbard Radio.
She doing a Vita? The nerve of this woman.
Middling salaried employees, you are now allowed to look at Jenny through a window. The window provided, I will monitor. You have 3 seconds to stare at her.
We have 3 VIP tables.
Right.
Holmberg, you and I are going to buck and ride with Jenny later.
Yeah, I don't, I feel bad because like the second they said that, it's like, what if she brought it in? How much, I mean, I like Jenny a lot. She's been great to me. I have nothing but wonderful things to say about, but if she brought that COVID in here, I'd sue her ass in a heartbeat. It would be over in like a minute. Like, what? You gave me COVID off your commercial flight? You've got billions. I'm going in. She doesn't need to know that. So everybody keep that to yourselves, but I would sue her if she brought me the COVID. I'm actually kind of rooting for it. I think it would be great. But yeah, Tripp covered it yesterday. Don't talk to her. Don't look at her.
Just the swarm can only fly around the queen.
Right. We realized that midway through, oh, Jenny's coming. That's great. And then she needs to use your office. If then, you know, it's got the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, I don't use the office part hardly at all. I just use that bathroom. Yeah, you're not going to. I'll be all right for a couple of days. And now it's like, is it all right if she's... Because she's coming off a commercial flight. Oh, we're worried now that she might have the juice. Yeah. I don't think she should be around us. We're going to hazmat up and start... Get on one knee. Bow to the queen. She's great. I got no problem with it. But if she did bring me COVID... I mean, if Megan brought me COVID,
and
I'd sue her, so...
You know, and other employees, they are nervous about that.
Heck
yet
yeah.
Then they feel like, well, are if I'm kidding? Not here... Does that look bad?
Too much to lose. She's got money, and Jeremy doesn't. If Jeremy got COVID from Jenny, it just looks really, really bad. And there's a lawsuit coming. No question about that. And I don't blame him. I do. Again, my mom goes, I got COVID. And coughs on me. I'm like, this house is mine a little early, isn't it, Mom? I'm suing you for that. I think it's great.
You can't sue me.
You actively came to my house with the COVID. Putting me at danger. It's like having a gun. So, yeah. You can't risk that. When you've got
It'll
millions.
It'll be like an episode of Maury waiting for the test to come back. She's negative.
You do not have the COVID. You can hug your boss. Yeah, I'm not playing that way. That's But I'm going to go out there and I'm, Jenny, good to see you. I'm going to be hugging her. And
I don't think this is a good idea.
Let's take our masks off and breathe on each other for a minute. Just in case. Hey. If millionaires want to come visit me off of Southwest Airlines, I'm hugging them. Hugging them, and I'm hugging them a lot. Because at the very least, maybe she'll just be guilty. Hey, I got it. I think it was you.
Oh.
And she cut me a check for $1 million.
Here you go.
Does this keep you quiet?
That's a pretty good number.
If she pulls up in a florist van, like Clooney.
She's got briefcases. Baby. Don't get me started about that. That would be, I'm hugging her. I'm giving her a hug. She's like, look, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Come here, you.
I'm loaded with antibodies.
Getting it all. I'm fine. I've been around Brady. Guy had it. He gave, we're good. Now, you don't have to worry. If the rumors are true, you can't get it again. But if you did, the lawsuit, Brady.
Get the cash.
Look, my advice to all millionaires is don't touch the dregs. Right now, it's just a bad idea for Jenny to be hanging out with us. We're radio people. It's bad enough we could give it to her, let alone if she gives it to us. Half these losers will sue. And I'm one of them. So I looked at that email. I don't read those emails too often that come from Interoc because I get here's and there's. And evidently, there's stuff coming out all the time. Trips next.
The second one.
Don't touch her. Which was basically what he wants to type even in good times. Jenny,
have you padded out the email saying not to touch me?
Yeah, Jenny, I told them all to not touch me.
And looking at me a little bit like that Jeremy boy, if you can make him face the wrong way.
Yeah, no, Jeremy's facing the wall like Blair Witch. We're good.
Do not look her in the eyes.
Just look down. Just don't. She don't. She ain't visiting. Yeah, if I had millions of dollars in the pocket and my company name was my name, too, I ain't visiting Jeremy. He's going to set up booby traps. She's brave. That's brave.
It is.
Go visit promo people and night guys and overnight guys who are here now in the daytime. You know, you don't want to hang out with them.
Somewhat disgruntled.
Are you? Yes, yeah. And you took some of their pay earlier to make the, you know, to everybody, you know,
hey,
all hands
going,
on deck
buddy?
Kind of thing. Like, you got this dude? He's an overnight guy for 13 years. Nothing right with his brain. Nobody in their right mind would work that long in overnights. Now you want him to meet the queen bee of the whole thing? No way. That's like the worker bee that's just kind of been weird. He's the weirdo. And it's like, hey, you want to meet the queen? Oh, he's going to do something terribly stupid. He's the John Hinckley of bees. I'm keeping Brett away from her. You don't have the millionaire bosses come through during pandemics.
Enjoy the lunch. We are going to continue the same program through 2021.
Yeah. Right. And also, she can't win. Because think about it. She wears a mask and gloves. Right? Everybody's like, oh, gloves. So now she won't touch us? No, we're so. Yeah, you're gross. Exactly. And I'll be the only one that says why. Because, yeah, you guys are pigs. Drew, when's the last time you washed your hair? What year was it?
And you know some douche would say something like that,
too. Of course they would, because that's what
they're... Too good to talk to
me. Too good to talk to me.
Yeah, I got to stand like 20 feet from her because she's going to get her sick.
No, she's trying not to get you sick, you douche. She just got off of Southwest Airlines.
Thought you had a private plane.
Yeah, she's not firing that up. Saving gas.
What's with the huge foam hands?
The 14%. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I hope she has a big number one foam hand that says Go Bills or something. Like, she just found it. And she pokes you with it.
That's close enough.
I'm going to give her my 6-foot distance stick. I've got it in the car. I'll give her my 6-foot distance stick and just have her poke the knobs that get too close.
That's close enough, Neanderthal.
But we got vaccines.
Get away from me.
Not even facing her walking away. Ow, ow, ow. What's that?
Like the look of him.
I think Jenny should poke everybody with a stick.
That's enough.
We'll all have bruises from Jenny's 10-foot pole. Ow, ow. I don't know what every ugly girl felt like at the bar. I'm getting hit with these 10-foot poles. Got bruises all over my stomach from you guys. But yeah, that second email was just like, well played. Yesterday you told us to go hang out with her. Now it's like, oh, Jesus, God almighty.
What?
I forgot about the whole thing. Yeah, you know, maybe not a great idea to look or talk to or just be around. Just stay home Thursday.
I think by 9 a.m. this morning... You can swing by one of the phone pods and wave to her.
It's like
in
a prison visit. The prison visit where you just put your hands up on the one. Thanks for everything. I really appreciate it.
She's going to come through in the Pope Mobile and everything, just doing her wave.
That's what she should do. I'm not bashing her. I've seen who I work with. I don't want to meet them half the time. Look, half when they say KDKB's going to be there, I try to find ways out. And everybody's invited. Like, does that include KDKB? Yep, they'll be there. They fired my Englishman, and I'm out. Dustin seems nice. I don't know what's going on with Mo.
I don't think Mo knows what's going on with Mo.
I don't know what's happening there. She's America's favorite morning show, but she's not even on in the morning. Like some of her shows in the afternoon. It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing's a catastrophe. Is Woody going to be there? I don't know. He doesn't actually work here.
He's flying in.
Is he playing?
Great.
He's popping don't, by.
Don't get too close to Woody
don't
either.
Don't get too close to Woody. Yeah, Ginny and Woody will be isolated in those. We used to have boxes that they blow dollar bills and you could catch them. Now they just keep COVID away. I love that. I think that's my favorite thing since this whole thing started. Is that yesterday was the best. It reminds me of One Day Jay at the old building.
Yeah.
You got that glowing note. This one guy is like, man, our boss Terry wrote this big long letter saying this guy we've hired is exemplary. He's going to be the greatest employee you've ever seen. Follow his lead. He's been at blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. These stations have thrived under his tutelage, and he's going to be here, and now he's working with us. We're lucky to have him. Everybody say hi to Jay. Next day, Jay no longer works with us.
What the hell happened?
Because he walked by a girl, and as he's being introduced to everybody, he goes, you got a sweet set of and he got fired immediately. So my friend Colin framed both those letters and put them on his office wall, and the general manager came in and said, I'd like to talk to you for a second. Like,
the why? Accolades on yeah, the first like, no, letter. This guy's an unbelievable.
I just thought it was a funny thing. Please take those down. Please remove your stupid printouts and take those. Why? Yesterday, this was the greatest employee we'd ever had, and today, he's no longer with us. One Day Jay was gone.
One Day I'm Jay. Kinda,
I didn't ever meet One Day Jay. He didn't even get to me before. He couldn't take his eyes off of Kristen's so we just...
And all these accolades, which was great, was the greatest employee we've ever had from Alaska.
Right, yeah. They flew him down from Anchorage because he'd done so much good up there.
That's a radio town.
Well, that's where it all starts. Yeah. It's like salmon. They spawn there. And then
if you can make it in Juneau.
You can make it anywhere. If you don't kill yourself in Juneau and your station's number one, you got a job with us. You know, up in Alaska, we'd call you sugar all day long. You're fired, Jay.
Guy's a go-getter.
Now he's a fisherman up there doing summers.
Back on the boat.
Up in the boat. But that's what this is. That's exactly. I want to frame these two trip letters. Ginny will be here. It'll be wonderful. Everyone say hi. It would behoove you to get to know this woman. She does great things. 24 hours later. Don't touch Ginny. Forgot about the thing. She just got off a commercial flight. Don't look at her. Don't touch her. Stay within 15 feet. Admire her from afar.
We had another salesperson that people were like, where's Cookie? No one can find a couple days. Go to her cubicle. All it just says, gone fishing.
What? Cookie quit. Was wow. Cookie working at that urban station?
1230, the rhythm of the city.
The rhythm of the city. Kiss 1230. Which every once in a while. And by the way,
it's
Kiss
great.
1230. No, it wasn't. Kiss 1230 was.
You are my lady.
In the mid-90s and late 90s, was in a closet that might fit three coats. It had an old-style Commodore 64 that just had, like, 8-bit graphics that said KISS 1230 on the screen. And it was running stuff. And I remember I would sit in there sometimes and just listen. They did commercials. All their commercials were so bad. And it was all white people doing stuff. And we didn't know what to do. Cookie was different. And then we had that black guy.
Derek.
No, an older black guy. He was awesome. One of the nicest guys ever. But he'd come in and he'd go, man, nobody knows how to run the station, John. I'd be like, why? They just keep adding all this stuff. He told me how racist it was because everything they wanted him to sell was job fairs and like baby clothes.
I had a couple clients on there.
Yeah, I know. Weddings and a funeral home.
Lund Cadillac.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this guy was talking about.
That's what kept that station afloat,
man,
though, at the end of the
I
day.
Got job fairs, Cadillac dealerships, and a Popeyes. What the? You mother ruining this place. So, but you'd listen to the station every once in a while. The DJs would be like, oh, that was wonderful stuff right there from Luther Vandross on Kiss 1230. The rhythm of the city. Did you? Huh? And he'd start singing himself. And then someone else would start singing. The room would break out into some sort of like, I don't know what they would do, like, you know, Marvin Gaye stuff. Out of nowhere, they'd start singing. They'd just get the rhythm of the city in them, and they couldn't stop. And then commercials. You need a job! That's essentially what we did to that place. And they would ask me. This is how bad it was. I forgot all about Kiss 1230. When I first started doing production work, I would do the Kiss 1230 commercials that you'd have to read all of. And Marty McCormick was our promotion or production guy. And he could be, John, what we need here is you need to read this for me. Give me a good read on that. Not too slow, not too fast. And if you could, read it as a black man. All right.
Oh, no.
So I would get notes. Too black. All right. No one's ever said that to me before. But I would have to read this stuff. You know, like, you come on down this weekend to the job fair, and you have yourself. No, too urban, too urban. I don't know what you want. You know, we've got two black people that work here. Have them read it. They're on all the spots. Everything is them. And then Cookie just wrote Gone Fish, and we never saw Cookie again.
I had the one client, who's a buddy of mine, Ione Shars, has the blues, and then he did a couple of outdoor concerts, 4-12-30. And one of them was, I think the guy was either Little Milton. He was a blues guy.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I was back there. He hands him the case of cash. He's like, I'm not hitting the stage until the cash is here.
Right.
Here it is.
Damn right.
And he was.
Then he was
incredible.
On.
Incredible.
Yeah. God, my friend Colin used to write the commercials, and I would read them as a black man. You go and come down to Charles, sing the blues.
Hello there.
Yeah, how you all doing? I'm like, no, too black. Hello there, how to do? Don't do that, John.
Come on,
stop it. No, he was right, because I would try it. Like, some of the stuff was written like, oh, my. You'd be like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? This is the most racist thing you've ever asked me to do. And I would do it. And then they'd be like, that was great. I'm like, was it? And even then, when it was like not as politically correct then as it is today, I mean, they would never allow that today.
What's up, party people?
This 25-year-old guy. Hey, tonight at Brian Zanya's awesome dance party. Get all the bitches in the house. Too black. Like, what do you want from me? What do you want? I'm 26. I'm from Mesa. I'm the whitest person you've ever known. Stop asking me to be black. It's only going to lead to bad things. You want to come on down to Lawn Cadillac? And I know you do, Blair. Come on, Playboy. Too black.
Who was the black police there? I mean, who was the...
Marty. Marty was... And he was whiter than I... Oh, it's way too black. It's way too black. I'm like, get a black guy to do it. You're asking me to do... I'm basically doing blackface vocally because you're paying me to.
That's what we had for Shars as the Blues.
Yeah.
Came in, one of the guys.
A black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hired a real, authentic black guy, not me.
Yeah.
Can you do the Shars Sing the Blues? I'll try, but you guys always end up mad. Shars Sing the Blues. Playboy, playboy, you gotta get that. Oh, too black. Stop it. God damn. I'll see you Saturday night.
Too black. You're telling me to do it black. That's perfect.
That's right. And then the Shars guy came in and said, who's doing that, Playboy? That's good. That was the worst feeling in the world. They hand those scripts to me. I'm like, ah, you're just throwing these at me because nobody listens to the station. I had to do the job fair. And in the background, Colin and I were chanting, mother f- need a job. They put it real quiet in the back.
Then when they handed you the Kumon math.
At come on math. It's not pronounced that way, huh? It's how it's spelled, though. It's not even the internet yet, but I already know the porn thing. Yeah, it was a nightmare. That was a nightmare for me. I forgot all about Kiss 1230. All about it. And I'd have to go monitor my spots. Your spot's going to run in a few minutes. Go make sure it's okay. Because it wasn't too hot. Because that computer was there. It was a Commodore 64. It was the worst computer ever. So when your spot went in, if you recorded it just a little wrong...
Too black.
Come on now, Playboy. You got this. You got this, Playboy. What was that a commercial for? The guy trapped in a box? Oh, my God. You've brought back so many memories.
I think it's one of those beeper commercials.
Yeah, I think it's for a beeper. Probably a monthly phone of some sort.
Playboy, you want your phone bill to do it, Playboy? You want to get down out there? I'm the king of beepers, Playboy.
People are complaining that it's just far too urban. It's the rhythm of the city. Why are you asking me to do it? I never actually got in trouble for any of that. Today, I would be canceled from society.
Yep.
It's crazy how different that was. And the good commercials, George Dean, the head of the Phoenix Urban League, heard one. He goes, man, I heard you do that. It was great. He was ahead of Phoenix Urban. Like, John, that commercial you did was hilarious. Great job, Playboy. Thanks, bro. I learn a lot from you. Let's talk about the weather.
All right.
It's George Dean from the Phoenix Urban League. Let's talk about the weather.
I used to do commercials as George Dean.
Hey, everybody, come down to Shaw's on the Blue.
I wish we had some of those air checks.
Oh, I'm glad we don't. Because that would be like, there'd be lawyers involved. There'd be like, what's wrong with him?
I've saved a couple of those commercials.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd be sitting at one of those fold-out tables with one of the felt tablecloths and a microphone and the news. Like, what were you thinking? I'm like, I don't know. It's 20 years ago.
I don't know, Playboy.
I guess I don't know, Playboy. I guess that's just how I talk down, Playboy. I take more questions than Dennis Welch, Playboy. You got the floor.
Come on now.
I felt, yeah.
Come on now. Come on now. What's going on, y'all? What's going on, y'all?
You feel that's appropriate for it is for the station I'm doing it for. They seem to enjoy it.
Mrs. Weitz loves that commercial.
Right. And Marty would give me the ones he didn't want to do because he knew it was bad. Church's Chicken. He handed me that one. Like, we had a local. It was a.
Here you go.
It's called a donut. Where the national
Marty
commercial
could not do Church's Chicken.
No, he did a few, but they did it. It's a thing called a donut. Yeah. Where the dude would read, like, the national ad, and in the middle, I would come in and do, like, the local. The church is on Camelback and blah, blah, blah. From 12 to 2, you do the donut, and then it ends with their national tag. So you have, like, 7 seconds in the middle to do a thing. And he said, just match the energy of the rest of the spot. This, I swear to God, church is ticking up in here. I'm like, oh, no.
Was it, like, kind of gospel, too? Like,
yeah, they had today. And I go, hey, everybody, come on down to Camelback between 12 and 2.
Right.
You didn't match the energy. All right, Marty. We're going to go on down the Camelback. Get ourselves some church's chicken now. Come on, 12 to 2. 12 to 2. I'm going to see you there.
And now.
Yeah. I would have been fired 1,000 times over.
Come on down to church's chicken, Playboy.
Yeah, come on, Playboy. We're going to go down that chicken. I was nervous every day. Wonder why I see a therapist. I've been walking on thin eggshells for the. It's been years just waiting for the other shoe to drop. It was terrible. In fact, I will do the press conference.
But not nervous
now.
About sabotaging other guys. I'm
no,
like the
not
AM
at
550.
All. No, not at all. Didn't care.
Danny.
Yeah. Oh, I would crush Danny on a regular basis. It was great. But yeah, I was just calling his show as gay people because they were so afraid of him.
Do what?
I would call Danny Davis and Charlie.
I have no idea.
What was his name? Charlie Martin.
Yeah.
Charlie Martin. I had Charlie and Danny and KOI 55 KOI. Charlie Martin is the guy who, if you watch The Shining, he was on radio in Denver for 100 years. And if you watch The Shining, when Scatman Crothers is driving up to the hotel, mm-hmm. the show he's listening to is Charlie and his old partner in Denver.
Oh. Ooh, it's cold out there. Get the cows in the barn, I think is the line.
And I asked him once. I'm like, well, he was funny. He hated everybody that didn't look just like him, though. And he got like a royalty check all the time. When The Shining would run somewhere, he'd get like 35 cents. He said, it's actually accumulated up into a pretty decent stack of money.
Sure.
Because they show that thing a lot more than you think. So he gets that. So I would call him all the time as this disgruntled elderly gay man that loved standard music but hated those two.
Hi, it's me again.
Oh, great. This twink.
And it was all off the air.
I heard that thing you said about that fish.
I didn't say anything about a fish.
You did too, Charlie. Why do you hate us so much?
Goddamn gays. You know what?
And I'd argue with him for a little bit, and then Danny would go, I know who this is. And they were old, so they'd forget. And a couple weeks later, I could call him back as that same guy. Oh, man, that was a time. That was... I've worked here for almost 20 years. I worked there from 95 to 2000. And that feels more like... Or actually, 96. That feels more like... 20 years of memories. Like the time span there seems like I've got. It was just such a learning experience because, I mean, it was WKRP times 10. It was insanity.
I'm with you.
This place has a load of that. But we've been here.
Total WKRP.
Three
here.
Times longer than I was there. And that place has like got all the stories. This place has just a bunch of dudes who cry too much. That's why I've never seen more men crying.
Well, that's once we got into this building.
No. Well, yeah, the crying. There's so many tears from all these tough, Tool fans. What's going on? Emotional. The first few weeks, Brady and I are like, we just came from what they call the gay station. I've never seen more dudes cry in my life than at KUPD. They cry all the time. Totally emotional.
And then you meet a couple of the artists.
They're crying. everybody's all mad at their dads and sobbing. There's a lot of emotion in the world of rock, and it's all pathetic. We were giggling because everybody was badass. We're big red badass. I'm like, oh, you're all right. You hurt my feelings, and I just didn't know why you were teasing me on the radio. And you're, are you? Oh, we're, this is serious. Playboy, you got to calm down. You don't understand what I've been through. Anyway, I remember what we were talking about. Just don't touch our boss. That's all. She's better than you. And that goes with or without COVID.
Looking for liner?
Just don't touch her. I got it.
Okay.
The Jeremy thing?
Yeah.
I'm just reminding everybody, Brett, not to touch Jenny. Because don't.
Oh.
Don't.
Of course not.
You especially. I'll introduce her to you. You haven't met her.
No.
All right. I'll introduce the queen bee to you.
So and is the gathering,
you know what? It's like meeting the queen. Curtsy or whatever it is you feel necessary, and then just leave. That's Brett.
That's all I got to do?
Yeah, that's it. This is Bert. This is Bert. He's with us now. That's enough.
He makes good gravy.
Yeah, he makes great gravy. Do you like Italian food? Because he knows what that is. He's not going to make it for you because that would be gross. You can get the best Italian food at any time. I'm going to be the one hugging her the whole time, trying to catch it and sue.
As long as you pass it on to us, we're good.
Nope, because that would be then you could only sue me and you're not touching my stuff. That's my stash.
Trickle down.
Trickle down economics.
Yeah, look, Reagan. That's enough. It's not happening. I'm going to give her a big hug. I like her too much. I think she's nice. I don't want you people touching her. I'm going to go in
right after Neanderthal?
No, I'm going to be like a sentry for her. I'm just going to stand in front. None shall pass. Stare at the woman through the window. That's good enough for you. Jeremy's not allowed in the building.
How do you have a Confederate soldier wandering around there?
Yeah, Jenny, don't worry about it. We'll take care of this. Somebody kill Jeremy. Jeremy's out this morning, though, and he's got Drew with him. Drew's very sleepy. And the good thing is they're going to Black Rock Coffee Bar this morning. East Thomas Road in Scottsdale. This is a good thing because it's our friends with Operation Santa Claus, correct? Sanderson Ford, Sanderson Lincoln doing this once again. Operation Santa Claus is an annual event where they do all sorts of great things. And while we take this time to say that, and again, this is my philosophy and mine only. And I know everybody in radio doesn't like when I do it because they think I want credit for it. I don't. Tim and Neanderthal and Mark are doing their – what do they call that show? Mark and Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mark's got top billing. Mark and Neanderthal are doing their Christmas cards for veterans again, the 10,000 troops thing.
Right.
Look it up on their website. It's a fantastic thing they do. And I think being part of that is an awesome thing. So tip your cap to those guys for that one because I think that's a great thing they're doing. And I want them to hit their mark. Charity has nothing to do with ratings. Normally, I want to bury them in the sand when it comes to competition. But when they do stuff like that, go get them. So I think that's awesome. And same goes for anybody involved in Sanderson Ford stuff. No matter how you got there, you did a good thing. And this is one we're doing. Black Rock Coffee Bar this morning, Thomas Road in Pima. 5 cans of food for $5 to support Operation Santa Claus. Everyone who donates is going to be entered to win a brand new Sanderson Ford or Sanderson Lincoln. Plus, get a Black Rock Coffee Bar Classic Drip for only 98 cents. So you can get good coffee, you can get all fueled up and ready to go, and then maybe even win a car. How about that? Black Rock Coffee Bar. Fuel your story this morning. Thomas Road in Scottsdale. It's like Pima and Thomas, just west of the 101. Easy enough to find, and Jeremy will be out there with Drew, and the KUPD guys will be standing there giving you all sorts of stuff while you give back. 5 cans of food or $5. That's it. And you can win a car. So before you
leave
the house,
sweet.
They do it. This is a legitimate one. We've been part of them. Like, when do they give the car away? And you never really know. They're supposed to legally do it. And these guys do it, and they make a big deal out of it. So somebody's going to actually get that car. And it isn't some
thousands of families benefit from this thing.
The other radio stations we compete against, national. When they say they've got a thing they're doing, it goes into a pile. This is Sanderson Ford. It's ours. It's local.
Direct.
So it'll be the 1,000th caller of every other station we own in the country.
They're doing it all over the country, and you feel like it's a big scam.
Which it is.
And it is. Yeah. And I'll spill the beans on that because locality of radio is the most important part of it. So this is pretty cool. And Sanderson Ford does this every year, and it's awesome. And unfortunately, I don't think they're going to have their party at Rock Bar this year.
They can't have a lot of that. A lot of the little events that they throw
a pretty good
party. That one's a good one.
That's fun. Yeah, but my band's played that thing before. We just goofed around. Was it 2 years ago or last year? We did the Alice in Chains thing. It was fun. I got to talk to all the people from Sanderson. I was leaving, and they drug me back in. And next thing you know, I'm drinking and having a good time with those guys. So they're really awesome. So and they do a really good thing. So get on that. Sanderson Ford and Operation Santa Claus is an annual event. It's ours to own. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right. On the Action Ride Shop big board, we got Megadeth, Heart of a Coward. That's a new one.
Their brand new one.
Called Dead Weight. That guy wanted to dedicate it to all you guys.
Oh, I thought Megadeth had a song called Heart of a Coward. I'm like, why?
No.
I don't know anything about it.
That's the band, okay. Heart of a Coward.
What's that?
It's kind of like a... It's pretty heavy. I don't know how Tripp would agree with this
Tripp's
one,
fine.
But this guy called up Heart of a Coward, Dead Weight, see, for all the kids
Kenny
at home.
Kenny loves
now.
That heavy
I can
heavy
hear.
Stuff.
I can hear Tripp right now. You've got the heart of a coward. Why are you so worried about playing songs for me?
Well, that song sucked anyway, so that's
oh,
why I skipped
you didn't
over.
Like it? Yeah, oh, okay. Well, then that's different. Than too heavy.
Nothing Face, Drowning Pool, Deftones, Pitch Shifter, nothing Tool, face. Slipknot, Parkway Drive.
Nothing Face. Isn't it something? That's all I see. I don't care. I can only sing Nothing Face now. Let's do Parkway Drive.
Yeah, love that one. The Void.
Great band.
I really stole U-Fest last year. 100%.
Without question. I was pulling up while they were on stage. My windows were down, and I'm like, who is this?
Yeah.
The energy was huge. I didn't know Parkway was on that early, because it was right before the sunset, if I remember.
Yeah, and I felt sorry for Killswitch Engage, because they had to follow that, and I was like,
and then they did
good
it.
Luck, pal.
And they did.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like Killswitch.
Pit on that thing.
On Parkway?
Crazy.
On the pit, meaning you were still working Porkopolis.
Smoking.
Meets.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
I'll miss that if we ever have a concert again. Not so much the food, but you always had an RV I could watch TV in.
Yeah.
For like the bands I didn't want to see, or when I was done getting followed by.
We can still make that happen.
Yeah, there's always a weirdo that gloms on and followed me around, especially the last couple. So I was like, I got to get in there. So I'd hide in your fifth wheel and watch.
We'll get a bus this year.
We'd watch those, what is that guy called? Count Ghouli or something. He had those old movies you were watching. I forgot.
The Ghoul?
Yes. No, it was the guy who hosted like a bad Elvira, and he was a
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Well, we had the Ghoul, and then there is another. I forget the guy's name.
It was something Ghouly. And he was like, we'll be right back with more of Ghouly Theater. And Brady's watching this. I'm like, what is this?
Just like Channel 7.3.
I'm like, oh, it's one of those.
One of the HD channels that you got to have rabbit ears for.
Yeah. We're back with Mr. Ghouly's Ghouly Hour. I hope you're enjoying U-Fest. I'm like, we're the only ones watching, and he knows it.
Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.